Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from back in Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
I am glad to have you here. Let's talk about some of your stuff now. You've been I believe it's in Groesbeck, Texas. Is that how they pronounce it?
I think that's how it's pronounced. Named after a person. And personal names are always a little tricky, you know.
Indeed.
But I think that's the way it's pronounced. And it's a modest town about a third of the way between Dallas and Houston.
What's going on with them?
Well, Texas has this law they passed several years ago that allows for school districts to train staff to carry concealed firearms around in order to protect students. That's a pretty popular program. It's called the Guardian Program. It takes roughly about $1,000 a year to train a staff member and test them to show proficiency in firearms, understanding firearms law, understanding when they're allowed to shoot and not allowed to shoot, and having some proficiency in acting under stress and picking out the right target and doing the right thing. And when I say moderately popular, it's as of about a year ago, there's about a little less than 1,100, like 1,044 independent school districts in Texas. I mean, that's what their name for a school district is. It's an independent school district called an ISD. That's for public schools. It does not include private schools. And of those, 1,044, about 450 of them had the Guardian program as of about a year ago, in October of 2022. So a little less than a year ago. That's a pretty good sized percentage. It's well on the way to becoming half of the school, independent school districts in the state. One of the big advantages of the Guardian system is that if you have volunteers, many of whom are probably already familiar with firearms, a fair number of school teachers are veterans or former police officers, or firearms instructors and such. So you're already getting a significant experience level with most of the volunteers. And since it only costs about $1,000 a year to keep them trained and proficient, well, to have what they call a school resource officer, which is the alternative that is usually pushed by those who don't want private citizens to have arms in schools, school resource officer costs about $100,000 a year. Well, that's a big difference. So the Guardian costs about 1% of what a school resource officer costs. So you can afford 100 Guardians for one school resource officer. If you've got 100 potential protectors, the odds of having somebody there when needed are 100 times higher than having one school resource officer. And you can understand why this system is so popular. And as far as I have been able to determine, and remember, mass killings at schools are covered nationally every time they happen. It's not like you're going to miss one. There's never been one of these mass killings at a school that has had these armed staff. So the theory, and I think it is a good one, is that these miscreants who want fame and fame by dying while killing a large number of people don't want to fail. And they know, and they study mass killings, especially in schools, and they look and they see where people fail and where they succeed. And they don't want, they want a big body count so that they make the news media, so that they get the fame in death that, and the attention in death that they could not get in life. So if they sense, if they understand through their research that there are numerous potential guardians and they can't identify them, that's one thing about the guardian program. The guardians don't walk around with an orange light on top of their head flashing, guardian, guardian, guardian.
Right.
You know? So you don't know who they are. So this puts a level of complexity and uncertainty in any planning for somebody who is going to try to shoot up a school. And these, the people who do this, we know from considerable research that they don't just one day decide, hey, you know, I think I'm going to shoot up a school today. They put months, sometimes years of planning into these events. That's what commonly happens. We know this from their manifestos. We know this from the information they've left behind. So try, I know it's difficult, but try to put yourself in the mind of somebody who wants to get recognized in immortality, even though they're dead, by the number of people they killed at a school. So you research the school. Maybe you went to school then. Well, you see, they have a guardian program because it's been advertised. And you don't know how many guardians you have. You don't know where they are. But you know they have weapons. You know they've been trained with those weapons. And they see it as their job, perhaps unlike, you know, the school resource officer in Florida who just was acquitted of not rushing to the sound of the gun to protect the children. They actually see it as their job to protect the children. So I would cross that school off my list and say, well, let's see what schools don't have the Guardian program.
Right.
Because they're an easier target. And this Guardian program has not got much press in the mainstream media.
Oh, no, of course
not.
It
wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fit their narrative. I mean, their narrative is the only way to protect children in school is to get rid of all the guns. If there are no guns, nobody can shoot up a school.
Of course.
By simple logic. Of course, it's very difficult. It's virtually impossible to get rid of all the guns. And despite all the pronouncements that these type of mass killings only happen in the United States, it isn't true. There's quite a few of them that happen overseas where they have strict gun control. The last one we know of, I think, happened in Russia a couple years ago, where one of the former students was able to get a couple of Makarov pistols that had been converted, or blank guns that had been converted, and killed a number of students in the school before he was killed himself.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue this on the other side. This article is the latest article published by Ammo Land that Dean wrote. It was actually published on the 27th of July. The latest offering he has, and of course, like all things that he writes, the analysis is deep diving. It's not. This is critical thinking employed at the highest level. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he's taking a look at what goes on in Texas and Groesbeck at Groesbeck ISD. As far as the teachers, the Guardian programs, all the other stuff, I had to interrupt you. Please continue.
Well, what we see is that this Guardian program in Texas is fairly popular. It's been in place for, I'm thinking about a decade, and there are now about roughly 44% of the independent school districts in Texas have this Guardian program, where for roughly $800 to $1,000 a year, staff members, which don't have to be teachers, I think, one of the obvious recruits for a staff member who wants to be a guardian would be those that operate the janitorial services. They know the school inside and out. And they're likely to be more, and they're not directly acting with the kids in a classroom every day, so they might have less issues with carrying a firearm with them at all times. Concealed, of course. And since this program is so much more popular than the media have led us to believe, I found it interesting that Grosbeck School Superintendent Anthony Figueroa, I'm probably mispronouncing that, that this was appears to be his fourth school where he's been a member of the staff. Apparently, I don't know how many he's been superintendent of. Sounds like four. And every one of those, he said, had the Guardian program. And while the Guardian program had been in place for about a year as of this spring, they hadn't put up signs. And he saw this as a deficit that had to be corrected. So he approached the school board and talked to them, and they said, yeah, we've got this program. We need to let it be known. And so they agreed to put up signs. They put an 8.5 by 11 sign on every door, and it's got a big red bar. And then it's got the Grosbeck logo, which is for, apparently their mascot is a goat, so it says a big G with goats, and it says, GISB staff are armed and trained to protect our students. And not only did they put these on every entrance to the school, they put a much larger sign directed at people driving into the campus at every entrance on the campus saying the same thing. And this serves a major purpose, which is to allow or to educate those people who might want to do harm to the students at Grosbeck ISD that they're taking a grave risk of being stopped before they accomplish hardly any of their mission. It essentially says, you put our students at risk, we will shoot you. That's a strong message.
Indeed.
Especially when there are other campuses that have not put it up. And so this is a means, a preventive security measure that allows the school to say, hey, not in our small town, buddy.
Yeah. Indeed.
And it's a very, it appears to be quite effective. We just don't see these mass killings in these hundreds of schools that have implemented this type of program. Now, there are, as I said, there are other approaches to try to limit the damage of school shootings. One is to just say, well, we've got to get rid of guns, which is a really stupid idea because there are hundreds of millions of guns in the United States. You don't really need an AR-15 to do mass damage in a school shooting. Many people have used revolvers or pump shotguns or side-by-side shotguns because if all the people you're trying to kill are disarmed, you don't need a 30-round magazine with an AR-15. Two revolvers will often do the trick.
Yep.
Because it doesn't take much to stop somebody who's trying to get close to you. So, focusing on guns is not a way to prevent mass killings at the school. It's a way to use mass killings at the school to get rid of guns. And I think that's why one of the most effective measures we could implement to reduce mass killings at the school is ignored. One of the most effective things we could do is for the media to stop making media personalities of the people who perform these acts. That's what they want. They want to be on the, quote, record books as killing a lot of people at a school. If you remove this aura of becoming famous when you kill people, you remove a lot of the incentive to be a mass killer. And we see this happen time after time. The media understands it. Clayton Kramer wrote an essay about this something like 15, 20 years ago. And he got a prize for, he was a student at the time, so maybe it was 30 years ago, for bringing this to the attention of the media. But then they just ignored it. They implemented similar measures when it comes to celebrity suicide. What we found, and this was, it's a type of what's called media contagion, and that is when celebrity suicides were talked about in the media, were magnified in their importance by the amount of media coverage they were given, you had a rash of people committing suicides with the same type of method that the celebrity had committed suicide with. So the media took it upon themselves to stop glorifying and over publicizing celebrity suicide. And we stopped seeing these rashes of suicides using the same method. So they could implement this. They could stop the media contagion for mass killings at school. But they choose not to.
Right.
I believe they don't really care about the number of children killed at a school. To them, that's just another attempt to justify disarming the country.
Right.
It coincides with their politics. It gives them a reason to push civilian disarmament. And they make a lot of money at it, too.
Let me get you to hold up right there. Hang on right there if you can. If you can. Once again, this article, this is called, what is this called? This is called Signs Show Staff is Armed Go Up in Texas Schools. Latest thing that Dean has had published as of the 27th. And go there and read it. Share it on Facebook like a lot of people do. Pass it around and let it be seen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The heat is on for the Midwest and Northeast this weekend. The rising temperatures are putting city in emergency footing and ramping up pressure on the power grid. Around 150 million Americans, around 150 million people are in for extreme heat today from California to New York. Attorneys in a high-profile murder case are asking a judge to dismiss an indictment.
Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings.
Lance Pry with that story. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're going to shift now. We're going to go to this Poly 80 case where the court, I guess the ATF went to them and said, could you stay this this ruling on the frames because we want them to be banned anyway. And tell me about
right.
this.
Well, okay. What happened is in Texas, a district judge, Judge O'Connor, a few months ago, put a preliminary injunction against the final rule of the ATF that redefined what a frame and a receiver was and redefined what a firearm was and claimed that they had the authority from Congress to do this. Well, Judge O'Connor, in his memorandum opinion, which was published on June 30th of 2023, just a couple weeks ago, went into considerable detail to show that the ATF had never been given the authority to do this by Congress, and they did not have the authority to do it, and he ruled that the whole final rule was vacated, was not justified law under the Constitution, and should have no effect. So what the ATF did is they made an emergency appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Texas is in the Fifth Circuit. And that goes, as is normally the case, to a three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit. And the Fifth Circuit three-judge panel looked at it, and it said, the logic presented by Judge O'Connor is so clear and obvious that the ATF is not going to prevail on these two issues about what is a frame or receiver of a firearm and whether a collection of parts and tooling constitutes a firearm. Now, there's more to the final rule than just those two things. Judge O'Connor just said the whole final rule is vacated, it's unconstitutional, it doesn't apply. The three-judge panel was a little more nuanced. They said on these two things, which Judge O'Connor specifically addressed, it's clear the ATF is not going to prevail. And so we are not going to grant an emergency stay on those two issues. But they said there's more to the final rule than just those two issues. And they did not elucidate on the other things which are part of the final rule. And so they said that even though we're not going to grant an emergency stay, we're going to allow an administrative stay, which is different. So that because the ATF can ask for more evidence, that they're going to present more evidence, that they're going to make oral arguments, and I believe they will probably ask for the Fifth Circuit en banc, for the whole court to consider the case, which is an appeal of sorts, or they could say, okay, we're going to appeal this emergency stay directly to the Supreme Court. And they have 10 days to do those things. Now, that's the way it hangs out. I mean, I have read Judge O'Connor's opinion, and it is beautifully written. It's hard to argue with the logic, which makes it easy to understand why the three-judge panel would say, ATF, you're not going to win on this. The logic is just too clear. But I also understand the box that the ATF, the Biden administration, is in. If they don't appeal it, they lose. So they're only spending other people's money to appeal it. It's not like they're spending their own money. And so I think that they will probably appeal it, the emergency stay, to, they will ask for an en banc hearing, which they may not get. Unlike the Ninth Circuit, where any pro-gun ruling seems to automatically go to an en banc hearing, that isn't necessarily the case in the Fifth Circuit. And the Fifth Circuit has not shown itself to be hostile to the Second Amendment as the Ninth Circuit has. The Fifth Circuit has cases involving bump stocks and the pistol braces, and basically in those cases it says, hey, ATF, you've gone too far. You don't have the authority. So it doesn't look good for the ATF in the Fifth Circuit for either this ruling on frames and receivers, collections of parts and tooling, or bump stocks, or pistol braces. All of those cases in the Fifth Circuit the ATF seems to be losing on, which makes it plausible that they would go to appeal to the Supreme Court. Well, this is also, but they have another problem, and that is they have this Rahimi case coming up about restraining orders and whether a mere restraining order can be used to take away someone's Second Amendment rights. That case involves a rather, well, let's say, unsavory character who has had his Second Amendment rights removed for other reasons, but who appealed the case of having his Second Amendment rights removed by a restraining order. And the Biden administration would love for that case to be the showpiece of Second Amendment jurisprudence. Now, there's a saying that bad cases make bad law, or hard cases make bad law. Well, in this case, you've got a guy who's already lost his Second Amendment rights through other means, and he's saying, well, but I shouldn't have lost them with just a mere restraining order. And, correctly, the court agreed. But if you appeal these cases on bump stocks and on pistol braces and on redefining frames and receivers, they're all part of the same regulatory scheme in GCA 68. And it's very plausible, I'm not saying it would happen, but it could, that the Supreme Court would say, well, you got this case and this case, we're going to throw them together. They're all basically the same kind of issues.
Right.
They're all about what is allowed under the Second Amendment. I don't think the Biden administration wants any other case to be combined with Rahimi, because they want this case, the Rahimi case, to be only about whether this bad guy should be allowed to have a gun, which it's not about at all. It's all about whether due process is followed with a mere restraining order when you haven't been convicted of any criminal offense. Rahimi was never convicted of a domestic violence offense. But he was convicted of endangerment, I think, and assault and some other things. So there is a problem for the Biden administration if they appeal directly to the Supreme Court. They are seriously risking having the cases combined and bringing attention to the Second Amendment issues in Rahimi rather than just saying, well, the conservative judges on the court want to arm domestic offenders, even though Rahimi was never convicted of a domestic offense. So that's what we see. And I think, I mean, the logic is impeccable. Basically, for anybody who's read Ayn Rand, I'll throw it in there because a lot of people have, she makes a statement about logic. She says, something cannot be both A and not A. One thing cannot be two things at once. You know, you can't have a gun that is not a gun. It's either a gun or it isn't.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me, if you will. We've got the last break coming up. This article is also at AmoLand, where Dean has 2,200 plus other articles as well, all waiting for your perusal. All of them still mean something today, no matter how far in the background they write, because they've been written, because, well, it's all open-ended. Everything he writes about is open-ended. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time on the firing line. Here we go. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about, this case, this fun case with the...
with the receivers.
Yeah.
You know, what is the receiver and what isn't. I'll just wrap that up.
Yeah.
What the logic is, you can't say something is both something and not something in the law. And the ATF is saying, well, this thing is a partial receiver, so we're going to call it a complete receiver. And the law, the language in the law doesn't allow for that, and so they have a problem. And I think they're likely to lose on this issue. So let's move on to the case about silencers and suppressors, also in Texas.
Let's hear about that one. I'm beginning to think, do you own a suppressor?
I do.
Yeah.
I found that once you experience shooting with a suppressor, you don't want to go back.
Okay. All right. Well.
Because it just makes things so much simpler.
Yeah.
Now, there's one little drawback, especially with 22 suppressors, and that is you have to clean them. With high-powered suppressors out of rifles, they sort of clean themselves, my understanding is. But the lower-powered suppressors accumulate residue, and you have to clean them. But they make shooting so much a more pleasant experience. And they have so many advantages for hunting and self-defense that once you've tried them, you wonder, why doesn't everybody have these? And, of course, when we let the free market reign, we will get better and better suppressors all the time.
Right.
And that's what's happened in the last few years. I think it was only like 10 years ago, there were only maybe 100,000 suppressors in the whole U.S.
Right.
Now there's over 2.5 million of them. And more coming all the time. So it's hard for people to claim that suppressors are not in common use anymore. Well, what we had in Texas, a fascinating situation. Texas has the most legal suppressors of any state in the union. It's a big state, and they're relatively friendly to people who have guns. And there's a fair amount of money in the state, so it's not surprising that suppressors have become very popular in Texas. One of the Texas legislators owned suppressors, and he found it amazing how difficult it was to legally obtain a suppressor. He couldn't believe the idiocy involved in what it took to get a suppressor. So he introduced a bill, and he introduced it for 2 years. I think it was HB 957. And in 2021, HB 957 had been passed, and it became law. And HB 957 deregulated suppressors under Texas law. There's no longer any prohibition on having suppressors in Texas under the state law. And he also used the state law to nullify, well, I wouldn't say exactly nullify, to remove some of the teeth from federal law. Because the state law says that if any state official aids in silencer cases, they lose a big chunk of their budget for a year. And since losing money is not what bureaucrats like to do, so it's a powerful tool to say, do not help the federal government in this unconstitutional law that targets silencers. And as part of the law, it directed the Attorney General of Texas to challenge the federal silencer law in court, which would be federal court. The AG was Ken Paxton, and he's been a fantastic AG in Texas for Second Amendment rights. And he did what he was required to do by the Texas law, and he filed a case in federal court basically stating that federal law was unconstitutional. And he was tremendously bolstered in this effort with the Bruin decision from the Supreme Court that happened in 2022. Now, the problem is that when you try to challenge a federal statute, it's tough going. Ever since the progressives took control of the federal courts back in 1930, they've made it harder and harder to have laws ruled unconstitutional. That is, laws that they approve of. They are quite willing to have rights plucked out of thin air for stuff that they want to have rights enforced. But the philosophy of the progressive judiciary is we make the Constitution do what we want it to do. So one of the doctrines they have promoted is this idea of to make standing more and more a tool by which judges can decide what cases they are going to hear. Now, the case involving HB 957 is being heard by Judge Pittman, and I don't consider him a progressive judge, Judge Mark C. Pittman. He gave a very good ruling on a previous case involving 18 to 20-year-olds in Texas and ruled the Texas law to be unconstitutional. But in this case about suppressors, he wrote that the people in the suppressor case do not have standing. And even though he said that the standing question is pretty muddy under federal law, he said, well, they just don't have standing in this case. He says they haven't been harmed. Nobody has arrested them. They haven't thrown them in jail. You know, they haven't been charged a fine. And so he said they don't have standing. Now, standing, as he admitted, as the judge admitted, is muddy. And we have cases in federal law where courts have ruled that somebody had standing because he thought he might not see a pretty flower in the future when he was hiking. Therefore, he had standing to challenge an environmental or a lack of environmental regulation. Now, that's pretty far out. And Paxton used an environmental case to show that he should have standing in this case, but Judge Pittman rejected it. One of the things in constitutional law is that if a law directly removes your constitutional rights, removal of constitutional rights is a direct harm, and that gives you standing. But we haven't had any court case that has held that silencers are arms protected under the Second Amendment. Now, I believe that they meet all the criteria from Heller, from Caetano, from McDonald, from Bruin, and that they are arms protected by the Second Amendment. If we had a case that actually held that they are arms protected by the Second Amendment, that might have been used to give Judge Mark Pittman a good hook to claim that they do have standing. And what we see is there are a couple of cases in Illinois that are coming up that may find exactly that. Illinois bans people from having suppressors. They don't just require a $200 tax and 6 months wait and all kinds of, you know, fingerprints and a picture and all that. They just ban it outright. And there are two people in Illinois who are challenging the Illinois ban. And that has a good chance of succeeding because Heller was specifically about saying that you cannot ban certain kinds of arms that are protected under the Second Amendment. So for that case to proceed, the judge will have to decide whether or not silencers are protected arms. And there's lots of reasons to claim that they are protected arms. So I think we might have an interaction here with the cases in Illinois that eventually come back to Texas and the Texas case. Because even though Judge Pittman found that the plaintiffs do not have standing, he ruled that it was without prejudice. That means if new facts come up, the case can be brought back to life. What will probably happen...
Bing. Guess what? We have run out of time.
Well, that's a pretty good place to stop.
Pretty good place to stop. So we'll figure out and pick it up next week and everything. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It is always a pleasure.
Talk to you on Monday again. Never been about gun control. Always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.